I'm Herb Trix for WVIK. The professional dance company Ballet Quad Cities is starting its new season outdoors with two performances at the Outing Club in Davenport this Sunday, August 30th. The 2 p.m. and 6 p.m. shows at the Outing Club will be on a temporary stage on the lawn at the 125-year-old member-owned private club. Audience members should bring their own chairs and blankets, and there'll be plenty of room to spread out on the lawn. Tickets will not be sold on site, but cost $20 at BalletQuadCities.com. Company member Nicholas Bartolotti, in his second season with Ballet Quad Cities, says there'll be something for everyone in the fun and informal program.
And the show that we're putting together is kind of like a mixed rep show. It's got a little bit of everything. We've got some classical pieces. We've got some musical theater pieces. We've got some tap in there. Some of these dances are old favorites that we're bringing back, and others are brand new. So there's about, I want to say, 8 of us performing in the show. We've been utilizing our space so that a lot of our pieces don't involve the entire company. Sometimes it's just 2 of us or 3 of us or just some solos. So we have a lot of space to be able to space out amongst each other. When we are rehearsing pieces that require the whole company, oftentimes we'll go outside and rehearse on one of the lawns across the street, one of the churches over there. And if we are all inside, like taking class together where we are a little bit more on top of each other, we are wearing masks.
Due to COVID-19 concerns, the dancers will limit the amount of touching they do during the performance. Bartolotti said they're experimenting with new ways to partner with each other without physically touching. They're leaving it up to audience members to wear face masks, and the dancers will not be wearing masks. Caroline Cady, who will also be performing, has danced in ballet Under the Stars at Lincoln Park in Rock Island for over 10 years. She says outdoor performances are a lot of fun.
The audience is definitely a lot closer to us. It feels a little bit more personable than being on a stage with a huge audience. You can make eye contact with the people, and you can recognize audience members, and it's a really fun experience.
Katie, a 19-year-old graduate of Rock Island High School, has been dancing with Ballet Quad City since she was 3. She went to New York City for 2 months last year to dance with the American Musical and Dramatic Academy, but unfortunately got a stress fracture while she was there and had to come back home.
But it's been super fun to be back at the studio again, and I've been able to teach and perform, so it's great.
Katie will be a guest with the company this season and has been a trainee in the past. She's attending Loyola University in Chicago remotely.
It's just a really nice outlet. I feel like life can be pretty stressful, so coming into the studio and just being able to let go and focus on something very specific and putting your own artistic spin on it is very therapeutic.
Bartolotti, who's 27, is in his second season with Ballet Quad Cities, moving from Hudson Valley, New York, where he began his dance training at his mother's dance studio at a young age.
A really fun creative outlet for kids. They, you know, other than like the technique and the art form that is dance, especially at a young age, it's really good for kids just to learn like basic everyday skills, like, you know, following directions or learning certain coordination skills that they might learn in sports. But this is just like a different type of outlet where, you know, kids can do that. And students that want to, that like fall in love with it, and really want to take it seriously going forward, it's because of how demanding it is. It's often super important for students to start at a pretty young age.
He trained at the American Academy of Ballet for a number of years and received his Bachelor of Fine Arts degree from Adelphi University in New York. Among his credits are various works with the New York City-based Amy Marshall Dance Company, where he toured internationally. For Sunday's program, a picnic box will be available to order for $20, and there'll be a cash-only bar. Ballet Quad Cities plans to have another outdoor performance at the Outing Club in September, and plans an abridged Nutcracker in the Round in the ballroom during the holiday season. For Jonathan Turner, I'm Herb Trix.